My commentary on this series is generally not the kind that relies on anecdotes to make its points, but today it will be. Not all the anecdotes are my own, though they have become mine, of my having heard them or read them, and of my shameless need to make them mine. I'll offer no summary of Billie Holiday's life or career, and no analysis of her vocal style. In other words, I'll try not to cover the ground already covered by so many others with varying degrees of success, including Billie Holiday herself. The Billie Holiday story, with its tribulations, its squalor, its troubled dignity, and ultimately its transcendence, is one of the great American stories, but it's a story that rises specifically from Black America. James Baldwin titled a book about similar kinds of experiences, Nobody Knows My Name, but everybody knows her name, the statistics of her existence. What I want to know is out of what dark power she conjured her art, and I want to see the woman, the invisible woman, to play on Ralph Ellison's apt phrase, or the invisible lady we conjure when nothing or no one else will do. Amiri Baraka called her the Dark Lady of the Sonnets, referring to that repository of mystery and desire in Shakespeare, and said this about her: "Nothing was more perfect than what she was, nor more willing to fail. More than I have ever felt to say, she says always. More than she has ever felt is what we mean by fantasy. Emotion is wherever you are. She stayed in the street. The myth of the blues is dragged from people, though some others make categories no one understands. A man told me Billie Holiday wasn't singing the blues, and he knew. Okay, but what I ask myself is what she had seen to shape her singing so. What in her life proposed such tragedy, such final hopeless agony? Or flip the coin and she is singing Miss Brown to you, and none of you cats would dare cross her. One eye closed, and her arms held in such balance as if all women were so aloof, or could laugh so. And even in the laughter, something other than brightness completed the sound. A voice that grew from a singer's instrument to a woman's. And from that, those last records critics say are weak, to a black landscape of need and perhaps suffocated desire. Sometimes you are afraid to listen to this lady."